The information discussed on this show is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general informational purposes only.
It's Guy's Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guy's Guy's Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guy's Guy's Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. This week, we're going to talk about Feng Shui and Chinese astrology. Wow, you have interesting topics, and how do they go together? Well, my special guest is Janine Low. She's written a book called Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. So, you know about Feng Shui, about kind of arranging your home in a certain way to maximize your abilities for good health, abundance, romance, etc. Well, Janine's been working with this for many years. She's a real expert. She's got a book out called Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance, and it's about bringing greater abundance into your life by using energy constructively with strategies and tools that help activate the nine areas of your home, office, and garden. It's really interesting information. I think you're going to enjoy our conversation because so many people have heard the term Feng Shui, and we may know one thing or another about it, but the whole process and how to kind of lay a grid out for your home really adds a lot of dimensions to it. Where to put water, where to put wood, where to have your head facing which way when you're in bed, and a lot of the things are beyond our control. So I'm going to get into that with Janine, and it's like, what are some of the hacks we can use if our home isn't laid out the way it needs to be for Feng Shui? What are some of the things we can do to make it work in the best way for not only our comfort, but for our abundance? And I think you're really going to enjoy our conversation here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and my special guest is an expert in Feng Shui. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, but we'll find out in a moment. Drawing from her work with clients over the past 15 years, author Janine Low practices what she preaches. Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance is the book we're going to talk about today. Shows how to use Feng Shui to attract positive energy and change into your life. Buildings have living, flowing energy that can help one can help tap into. And the book offers the right tools and expert knowledge for using the energy of your home, office, and garden, as well as your professional and personal energy to attract exactly what you want in your life. Janine has been doing this for many years. She's an intuitive and just got her into a lot of trouble as a child, but she developed Chinese astrology. She found Chinese astrology and she became mentored by a gentleman by the name of Joey Yap. And she's developed this system of Feng Shui and Chinese astrology. We're going to talk about all of that today, right here on Guys Guys Radio. Welcome to the show, Janine Low.
Hello, happy to be here.
So let's start right at the beginning, because what I'd like to do today is introduce Feng Shui. And what's the right pronunciation, Janine?
Feng Shui. I say Feng Shui. Some people say Feng Shui and all that, but Feng Shui, that's how it's spelled. Yeah.
So let's start out right at the beginning. So to just lay some context that everybody understands what Feng Shui is, and then we'll get into Chinese astrology and then how we can use Chinese astrology and Feng Shui together to really improve our lives.
Okay, so Feng Shui means wind and water. And the idea is that when you want to, I'm just gonna jump in a little bit fast and then come back out again. Feng Shui is about wind and water. And what you use in Feng Shui as a tool is water features, ponds, swimming pools, etc. Placed in the right part of your house, because there's nine different areas in the house or the garden, brings in the positive energy of abundance, good fortune, helpful people, loving relationships, and things like that. So I started my journey with Feng Shui when I was 25, 26, from the basis of how you would like put something called a lo shu on your house, which I explained in Feng Shui, your way to abundance. So in the center of your house, you have different areas, and those are the areas. So it's an E, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the book. For my background. The idea is that you, one of the biggest tools of Feng Shui is decluttering, if I'm honest. Because often when I go to Feng Shui a house, people say, oh, I want more wealth, or I feel very lonely, or whatever. And all the different areas of the house, I like work out where they are. Go to the house. Often when people call me in, they're like, oh, I want this, but actually they want something else. So can I give an example? Because this is much
Sure.
easier. So I had a lady in London, and she invited me into her house. She was feeling very lonely. She wanted to meet somebody. She wanted actually to live in Brighton, which is random because that's where I live. And what she said was, I don't think you can make that happen. I was like, well, you're paying me. I will make it happen. So I did. So I put the lo shu on a house, and there was one room exactly where the feng shui was to make what she wanted happen. So the room, so we go into the room, and it was a derelict bathroom. And I'm like, she was quite a large house. And I'm like, well, this is where your man is, and this is how you'll move to Brighton. She goes, well, in this room, it's horrible. And I go, well, you haven't bothered with it. And because you haven't bothered with it, it's like died. Yeah. So she literally went in. She had to put a whole new bathroom in, do the whole, she had lots of money anyway. So it wasn't like it was like a massive thing. She just was ignoring this part of her house. So she did all that. And within 3 months of finishing it, she met a man who lived in Brighton, and now they live together in Brighton. Actually, they got married this year, last year. So
Now,
it's as simple as that.
when you say a derelict bathroom, what do you mean by that?
So, in your house, is there a room you don't use very often?
Me right now, no. But I have been in a house and I had a room that I didn't use, and it got every time I went into that room, it felt worse and worse. So I just closed the door until I moved because it just the energy was so stale and felt creepy. The hair used to go up on the back of my neck. I don't know what happened there, but I shut it off from myself. I had a four-bedroom house at the time, and I was the only person living there. So right now, no, but in the past, I've experienced that.
So in everyone's house, we tend to leave a room. It just seems to, or we go in it and we dump our clothes in it, or we dump, we come in and just drop things. Yeah. That particular room will usually, out of the nine sectors, whether it be good fortune, helpful people, your career, that will be what's affecting us in our life. So when they call me in, or call one of my students in to feng shui their house, when they immediately come in and say, oh, I want my husband's career to be better, or I want to be famous, they know exactly where that is. And you can guarantee that that'll be the room, or that'll be the area where they don't like, or it's cluttered, or they just don't spend time in it. So I have a very easy answer to this. A room that you don't use much, I don't know what you call it, we call it underwear. Knickers, bras, pants, put that in that room. Yeah. So that every morning, even if you don't want to go in there, you're going in there and you're bringing your energy into it. Yeah.
So it sounds like you need a flow in your house. You don't want to have any areas where that are ignored.
Exactly that. And as I say, that tends to be the part of people's lives that seem to be not working as they should do. And Feng Shui is all about energetic energy, bringing the energy from outside in. When you look at a house, the front door is your mouth. Yeah. So always have your front door clean, tidy, and the right color to bring in the right abundance. Your windows are your eyes, so always have, make sure your windows are all clean and that sort of thing. So you have to think of the house as a living embodiment of a person or a being or whatever, and your relationship with your house is the relationship that gains you what you want out of life, basically. There are houses that are what I class as naughty houses, which you shouldn't stay in. You know, when you see, I don't know how it works in your way, but houses that come on the market and then within a year someone else has put it on the market again. Do you have? Do you have? Yeah. So I went to feng shui a house in a town called Southwater, and a lot of the people there had in that particular side of the road had got divorces. Yeah, and they all got divorced that side of the road, and the other side they didn't. So another one of my client wanted to buy a house there, and I was like, "Don't buy that side, buy that side." It's a ley line, isn't it? Things like that.
Let's, for the benefit of our listeners and viewers, so the art of feng shui, if you will, it's based on north, south, east, west, basically. So your house, your home would be have some kind of quadrants in it, and so you want to get a sense as to, because north represents something and south and east, west and southwest and all of that. So the first step you want to be able to do in a house is to kind of get your coordinates set up. Is that correct?
Exactly. So that's when you put the, so you get the plans for your house, or if you haven't got plans of your house, you can make rough plans, or you can stand in the middle of your house and use a compass to find the different directions.
Okay.
Because there's
So,
actually nine directions.
all right. Let me ask you. So what happens is, if you're building a house from scratch, obviously you could make it perfectly feng shui and put the water in the right places and the wood in the right places, et cetera. But most of us, if you're in a condo or an apartment, you know, it's pre-built, or you're going to buy a house or rent a house, whatever, and it's already standing. How do you work with kind of what you have? I'll give you an example. I went through, when I read your book, I went through the different places I lived in. The last place I lived in, the front door faced east, which you say is a good thing. Now my front door, because it's across the compound from where I live, it faces southwest. So it is what it is. What do you do about some of these things if they're not set up the way you want them set up?
Okay, so Southwest is a good door, by the way.
It's what? It's a
It's a good
best.
door. It's a relationship door.
Okay.
So it's all about bringing people into your life as partners. So can I just go back to the different directions and
Yes,
then
please.
explain? Right. So when you have your house, you or apartment, you put the nine grids on. I'll explain how to do that in a minute. But each part of your house is either east, southeast, south, southwest, west, northwest, north, northeast, right? So all of those, you put like nine, you do a try, what's it called? Grid, nine grid on it. So you have your house and you start putting the nine grid on. So the southeast is good fortune, and the element for that is wood. So what you would do in the southeast, which is an amazing area, you'd bring water into that area because southeast is wood, so water nourishes wood. Okay, so that's making it really difficult. But good fortune is a really good area to obviously we call activate. So you activate by using water. So in good fortune, it's mainly water in that area. If you want to be famous, which a lot of people do, the south of your house, which is 180 degrees from the center of your house, holds the fame star. And in my own house, I've got a picture of Brad Pitt in the Fight Club. Why would we not have a picture of Brad Pitt? And then the southwest, that's the relationship area. So that's where you put pictures of you and your partner, if you're by yourself, someone you would like to be with. You can bring that in by putting, you know, a couple of swans, pink candles, special plants. That's all in the book. Then if you go to the west, which is from the center, is 270 degrees. I'm making this sound boring. 270 degrees is creativity, where I've helped people have babies that have not been able to have children. So you use that part of the house to have babies, and you can guess what you do over there. So that's the west. Then you've got the northwest, which is very much related to the man of the house, the the father, the man's strength. So that is metal, and it's also the Northwest is helpful people. It's a really good place to do a lot of feng shui, keep decluttering. Then we go to the north, which is career, as you know, and we activate that as well by placing water and things like that. I was working with one lady, I'll give an example, and her husband was not getting anywhere with his job, and it was a conservatory with nothing in it. So all we had to do was put him in there to work, and then his job, he suddenly got promoted. And she's like, it's that easy. But it is, because if you've got nothing there, you're not actually manifesting anything. So it's manifest and action that are really important. And in the northeast, just finally, is where all the money is.
Where, what is
Northeast. Northeast of your house is where all the money is.
the money?
That's
Okay.
where
Oh
it's
yeah.
from.
Okay. So, the name of the book is Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. My special guest, Janine Lowe, coming to us obviously from the UK today on Guys Guys Radio. So I went in my house and I noticed it's set up diagonally. So it's not, a pure square grid. It's more diagonal. And some of the things aren't in the places they need to be, and some of the things are. So are there some hacks? I mean, some these things are pre-built. I'm in a like a condo building, so I can't move the rooms around, but I can move stuff in the
No.
rooms. And
Yes,
for instance,
exactly.
the free space that you mentioned in the book, in the center, that's where my fireplace is. That doesn't sound like from reading the book, that's a great idea.
It's not, but when you say different angles, okay, the main part is that different, you wouldn't have the, like, you might have a really wide helpful people, but then you'd have a very small career, yes. So that's why I explain about its degrees.
Okay.
So when you talk about, oh, I've got that in the middle of the your condo, but is it exactly in the middle? Because it has to be just
No,
a
it's
round.
not
Yeah.
exactly.
So feng shui is about being very exact. It's very important if you want the magic to happen, as I call it, although it's metaphysics. But you have to literally find the center, even if you walk the line, walk diagonally, horizontally. And then you find the middle, and then you stand there and use the degrees that I put in Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance, and only use that and get a pinpoint of exactly where it is. Then that's how it works. You know, when I work for big companies, I might go in every year and I just pinpoint exactly, like, just that much, not huge amounts of space. And that's where their wealth is that year,
Okay.
because it moves.
So the center of the home, and I know where my spot is because my wife and I, we walked through and we got the compass out on the iPhone and mapped it out. And it's an open spot, it's an open area. And to the right is to the south. East of it is a fireplace, but it's open and it's part of a big open room. So what should we do in that spot? The center of the home, what should people do?
The exact center of the home should be kept clear and quiet, because that's the health area. And so we always keep it uncluttered. We don't do any actions in it. We're just like completely clear and quiet. So if someone said, oh, I just put my drum kit in there, I'll be like, no, you know, it's got to be like, so it's only a meter around the center of the circle. Then you start from that doing, you can do it like, what's that game, Trivial Pursuits, like segments? Yes, you can do segments off in degrees. And as I say, I put it in the book, the different degrees that you can use, and that's the exact point. Some people use the grid, which makes it easier to look at. But if you want the best feng shui and the most activating and making it happen, you do the segments. So from your house, your condo, which is this way, you'd find the center. And then you would just find 0 degrees, you know, not a compass. What's those things we used to use when we were younger at school? Maybe not you so younger, but me so younger. Where you'd find north, and then it would be like a pi thing. So
Yeah, I know what you
you
mean, but
yeah, can't remember what it is, can we? And then you map it out into the nine. Well, that would be the nine sectors, and then you would, and the middle would be one of the sectors. Yeah, so it'd be one, two, three, three. And then you would then have exactly the right degrees on what you wanted to do. So when I teach people to do feng shui, or I feng shui, You cannot get the whole of your house done. It's impossible. But if there's certain things that you want to come into your life, and I say no more than three at all, and you work on those three, which usually, I have to be honest, is wealth for most people,
Sure.
which is abundance, relationships, and manifest and careers. There's four, really. And basically, if you work on those areas, making sure they're decluttered and have the right, as you said, the right things in there. So, like we said, for the relationship area, it was couples stuff. So you and your wife would have pictures of you, but not of your children or your family or your pets. A lot of people go, "Oh, look, I've got my pet in this picture." You're not in a relationship with your pet, just your partner, yeah. Or maybe some people
So
love their
what
animals.
area of the home would that be where
That is the,
go ahead.
yeah, that would be the southwest, and from the center of the house, that's 210 degrees. We're in very metaphysics here. So the southwest is the relationship area, and it's always good to make that, if you're in a long-term relationship, make that somewhere that you sit and have coffee, or something where you go and have a glass of wine at night. So that's your actual area where you have your discussions about future things, and what you're doing is then you're bringing all the positive energy, because when you talk positively about anything, things start to happen, don't they?
So let
Find
me
that.
give you an example of how the kind of real world, maybe you have some hacks. And again, I'll use my own example because the place we're living in right now, the southwest quadrant, is where my son's bedroom is. So we don't go in there and have coffee and we don't hang out in there. And he just does his thing in there and he's very happy to hang out. And he has trains in there and stuff like that. So what is there anything we can do? Because the point is, for our listeners and viewers, is like, we come into these homes and maybe it's an apartment, maybe it's a house, but you can only do so much. So are there some hacks that we can do if, that's my, he's 11-year-old son. He lives in that room. He hangs out in the room. What can I do?
So then you would find another room that you would, it's in Feng Shui Waves of Abundance, so you can't actually work with that room. So you'd work in another room and
Okay.
find that particular area. Some people have gardens, or patios, and you can use that sort of effect outside, which is even better in fairness. So if you can't use the room inside, or you have it as a missing space, because some people have houses like horseshoes, and there's this bit missing, or they might have a house or a flat, and someone else's veranda, I think that's what you call it,
Or
comes in.
a deck, sometimes we call it.
Deck, yeah. So what you have to do, you have to work with what you can. So if you can't work in the relationship, you take it outside, yeah. Or if you have your own bedroom, or you have a lounge, then you take the lounge and you work within that lounge. Some people only have one room,
Right,
don't they? They have to work
exactly.
out.
Yeah, they have a
And
studio.
that you still put on one room. You can put it on one room. It's not for the biggest houses in the world. I also, you can use feng shui on your desk. So your desk is set up on feng shui. So you have your phone in the wealth area. So when you pick it up, it brings you money in, or you want help for people, or you want fame, or things like this. So it is really versatile, and you have asked a really good question. Thank you.
Well, here's another one. The you mentioned in the book about where your head should be when you sleep. There's different directions, and I thought about all the places I lived in, and sometimes they seem to be in the right place, and sometimes they're not. Right now, just based on logistics, my head and my wife's head, we face southeast.
Is that the tops of your head?
No, the tops of the head would be south. West.
So southwest is the relationship area, which is fine.
Okay.
That's it. But it's really important to realize it's the tops of your head. If you can't sleep, then always have the top of your head facing north. And it's called the sleep of the dead. Yeah. And I promise you will sleep. If you're in a hotel, I've had to travel with my job, and I've gone into a hotel, felt like I've never slept, and you'll find me get the bed by 0 degrees and just move the bed, because they're all moved, aren't they? And sleep that way. God knows what they think when they come in the next morning, but hey.
That's I'm thinking of two places I lived in, and I had no problem sleeping whatsoever. And both times My head, I was facing north, but my head was not north. This is where your head should be or where you face?
The top of your head should be facing, yeah. The top of your head. So you
Okay.
lay down, it's where it's
So
facing.
beyond where the top, if you had something came out of your head, that's the direction. Okay. Okay.
So also some people who are like into fame or do podcasts or radio shows or TV, then I will always have their head facing south, top of their heads facing south, because that's where they're comfortable. That's where they dream what they want to dream, what they want to happen in their lives. Yeah. So by sleeping with your head, top of your head to the south, you're bringing the energy in to do what you want, because we all
Got it.
have our dreams, and then we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and if we're clever enough to write it down, we write it down. That's where you do so much of your manifesting. It's when we dream. That's what I think.
Janine Lowe, my special guest, Feng Shui consultant. The name of the book is Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. You also mentioned, and there's a good section of the book about Chinese astrology. And this, I believe, we're going into the year of the snake for 2025. Tell us about your take on Chinese astrology and what's the significance of it and how it's different than traditional Western
Western, yeah. So
astrology.
I started doing feng shui, and I realized that the people that lived in the houses had their Chinese animals, like the year you're born and the year the house was made, or the year you go into the house, you move into it. It all aligns, yeah. So if you were a snake yourself, yeah, you wouldn't go and move into a house that was made in 1983. Because the house with its energy wouldn't actually like you. You wouldn't know that, but things wouldn't work as easily. So the year you're born in, from your date of birth, which is the year you're born in, is all about your family and friends. The month you're born in is all about your career. The day you're born in is your relationship. And the hour you're born in is all to do with your wealth. Because metaphysics, feng shui, Chinese astrology, I use that to help make people money, because you can, there's certain dates and times that actually are really auspicious for you. But when you're talking about Chinese astrology with feng shui, the reason I put it in feng shui, your way to abundance, was because when you buy a house, or you move to a house, or you rent a house, that house is like the other person's energy's left and you've come in. Yeah. And it's like you need to always space clear your house when you go in, just so you've got rid of the other people's energy. And another tip, when you leave your where you've been living to move to your next house, make sure that the last thing you take out of that house is from the kitchen. And then the first thing you put into the next house is in the kitchen. And
Why is
that
that?
brings, it brings, it's a really big Chinese tip, because it brings really good auspicious stuff with it. It shows that you've, because the kitchen is the heart of the family. It's where you have your meals, it's where you talk, where you create things. So what they want you to do is take your goodness from one house and place it in another. So this is a really important thing to do.
One of the things that we've done, different places we've lived is we're always saging, and particularly I moved into the place I'm in now in August, and it really needed some saging. So I got some tips from your book. You mentioned go around the home in a clockwise direction and maybe start with a bell and then use the sage. And we find that frequently we need to do that.
So, the reason we use the bell first to ring around the whole house is when you're ringing the bell, sometimes it gets a bit slower, and that's where the bad energy is. Let's not say bad energy, stagnant agent and energy. So by ringing the bell, you know where it is. When you do the saging, it then brings a level up. And I think it's really important to sage really often, because we have other people come into our
Right.
homes. Not everybody takes their shoes off, and I don't mean that rudely. And then they bring in their energy in, and they may have been next to somebody who had bad energy, or they may have had a bad day, and they bring it in. So it's really, I find that is one of the most important things, and it's something I personally do a lot. And also, I recommend it to my clients because you need to have that whole positive energy in your house for you to keep on doing what we do in general, you know? Abundance is a big thing that we have in our life, and different people think of abundance in many things. Some people think it as wealth. And, you know, wealth is an energy because it buys us the things we need to do. Health is another abundance, happiness, relationships, all that sort of thing. So in the book, I literally concentrate on all the way through of it. And I'm really, thank you so much for reading it, because you know exactly, you've come up with the, yeah, I feel really blessed that
Well,
you've
it's
done that.
helpful. It's very, it's a, I mean, it's a very helpful book, and you've got into great detail on it. What's interesting, I want you to talk about this, is how the Chinese astrology intersects with the feng shui and how people can leverage that.
So it's always good to know what Chinese animal you are. So in the book, I've put down all the Chinese animals, which is, well, 12 of them, on the year that you're born. And it gives you an idea of your own personality, of the people that live in the house, and how the house relates it. So if you know when the house was built, that's a really good thing. So for me, I'm a rooster, and my secret friend is a dragon, okay? As it happens, I've got a 1929 house, but it was built in 1928, so it makes it a dragon house. My job before I was even a feng shui consultant was I used to buy a house and flip them, didn't we all, at a certain point? And then I got to this house, I bought it to flip it. It's right on the beach, yeah, in 2001. We're now in 2025, and I've never moved. Because the house was just like the most perfect house, you know. I had to find other ways of doing things, and I took money out of the house and started buying houses elsewhere. But this house, sometimes you go into a house and it is, you just feel at home, yeah. So the Chinese astrology is really important to know, so that you know how you relate to your own home. And it also helps you, because I've given the directions of all the 12 animals and where they sit in the house, and that will help you. Like, I'm a rooster, so I go and sit to watch my TV. I've got my TV. My house is so feng shui up on the dragon, yeah. So I can watch it and have that good energy all the time.
All right, so I am a horse. So what are some tips for me in my home?
Right, so
And
tips for you.
my wife's a pig, my son's a snake.
So pigs and snakes are clashes. Yes, they actually clash over different things, especially between the hours of 9 and 11 and 9 and 11 in the evening. The two of them shouldn't really talk too much around that time.
It
They're,
happens all the time. At night, between 9 and 11, between my wife and my son, they start battling near bedtime, and it's like it's you can mark it down your calendar. It's going to happen.
So the book, it actually teaches you what are your auspicious hours and what aren't your auspicious hours. So you're a horse, which makes sense to me because you are an entertainer, you're in the entertainment business. So your most auspicious area is the south, okay? And also, the other area for you is the northeast, which is wealth. So for you, if you were, I would have you sitting in the northeast and have your computer facing the south, or I'd have you in the south with your back to the south facing the northeast. And then that in itself would bring abundance in. Your most auspicious hours are 11 till 3 and 7 till 9 at night. But you can get your most work done between 11 and 3. And you know, people have this idea that you have to go to work at 9 and you have to work till 7, you've got to do all these hours. But mainly, we only have 2 to 3 hours a day where we're productive. And if you knew what those hours were, then that makes life so much easier.
These make perfect sense, and thank you for that. So, some tips for folks activating financial abundance in the house. How do they,
Okay.
what's big picture?
Right, big picture for abundance. So let's concentrate on the northeast of your house, which is, if you stand in the center of your house, you look between 30 and 60 degrees. That is where the money is. Now, it is also as if you're walking into an old-fashioned library, you know, where you have the burgundy color, you have the books, like you're walking into knowledge. Yeah. So more often than not, I would make it, well, it depends if it would be an office or not, but I would make that somewhere where you can go and work. If it's for you. And actually that's interesting because that is very good for you because it's between 30 and 60 degrees. If the room is a bedroom, then that obviously is difficult. But if you can just take your laptop and go and work in that area, especially within your specific auspicious hours, and concentrate on what you exactly want. And people, I mean, I write about manifesting the book, but people think that you just put a manifest board up and that's it. No. I
You have
mean,
to do
in
the
my
work.
groups, yeah, you've got to do the work. Action is so important. So on my board for this year, I've got my books, I've got them in the south because that's really auspicious where the horse is, and actions of what I want to do and what I've got to do. And I just spend a couple of hours a day working on it. Not every day. We can't work every day. Being entrepreneurs, we can work at the weekend, you know, if we want to. But this is slightly off kilter, but do you sometimes think that when you wake up, you're like, I just don't feel like working today. Just don't feel like it. And that is an inauspicious day. I call them duvet days. If you follow your positive energy and you've got your house all keyed up, yeah, and you have that time, the world isn't going to miss you for a day. Yeah.
That's true.
I think you and I were going to have a talk before Christmas and I got the flu that everybody had and it wiped my diary out. 10 days. I never get that sick. And I thought, oh, I'm just launching my book. What's going to happen? But nothing happened. We were allowed to have that time and we moved it to another date. But I think that is living aligned to your energy. And if your house is in the right energy, then everything seems to fall into place.
Now, you mentioned, I think the southeast quadrant of the house being you should put water there.
Yeah,
What
a
if it, what if
scorpion.
it's, what if it's outdoors?
Perfect if it's outdoors. So I would have put a water feature out there.
Okay.
And the reason I tell you that is I've got an art deco house. So you know how they used to have the flat ceilings and they have like missing spaces here and they have that. So I actually have a pond exactly there. And I've had my fish 21 years and they're still there, growing
That's
happily.
fantastic. Well, I just realized that my workspace is I'm not in the northeast, but I face northeast because I couldn't put my workspace in the northeast in my home, but I can face that way. So that's what I'm doing. So I guess is that a
Exactly.
hack that we could work with?
That is definitely a hack. Yeah, definitely a hack. I mean, when you talk about relationships, when you said like your son's in your relationship area, but again, you know, if you want things to happen, he's got an outside wall or a hallway. You can always put pictures outside there of the two of you, not the three of you. So it's not like I was talking to someone about feng shui the other day, and she goes, "Oh, it's a hallway." I said, "Well, it can't be a hallway all the way because from the meter in, there's a segment that will not be in the hallway." Oh yeah, because we think we have to go to the end, but we can start right in the very middle as well.
Okay. So, bathrooms, I'll use my place as an example again, just because I think a lot of people can relate to it. We've got two bathrooms. We can't move them. They're side by side. What can and they face? They're in the south, between the southeast and the southwest.
Bathrooms are a really funny thing. We all laugh about, you know, keeping the toilet seat down. One of the big hacks I've got for bathrooms is instead of having a plug, yeah, have a stone. You know, like you can get a pebbles if you're near the beaches or just things. Don't have a plug so that the energy doesn't go because they say that all your money goes down the toilet or goes down the sinks. But if you have a stone, what happens is it just trickles through, it doesn't rush away. And that's a big, big hack. So, all your sinks in the whole house, okay, I'm lucky I live on a beach here, so I just go and get stones. And when I teach it, we go and get stones. And I put large stones so the water just and doesn't allow the energy to go down because it's always got a plug, but you can use it as a proper sink. So, Kitchens, bathrooms and toilets are funny things. There's no real hack. I don't like the idea of, and never have, of having real plants in them or anything. When I see real plants and all this, I like bathrooms and toilets to be absolutely clean, like all white, maybe throw a red towel in or whatever, but as uncluttered as you possibly can get them.
Okay. How about the kitchen?
Ah, the kitchen. So, a big hack to bring wealth into the house with a kitchen is where you have a hob, what do you call it, oven, cooker,
Oven.
oven, right? So,
Range, whatever.
which is the range? Yeah, so the way you cook on top, not behind. So, where you cook on top, have mirror tiles behind it because your range is one of the best wealth ways of making money because it's all to do with food and creating and that. So one of the big hacks, if you can't work in the wealth area, is to put mirrors behind them. I mean, yes, you have to clean them, but just a couple of mirrors behind them, that's a really good thing. So the most important thing is the hob and the oven. And depending, like a lot of people say, oh, my hob and my oven's in the north and that's water, so that's not going to be really successful. But wherever the kitchen is, it is the most auspicious thing. Another little hack, and I think this is really funny, but I know it's true. A fruit bowl on the table in the kitchen. I was like, how does that work? Right? Because I don't like anything on the top. I have cats, as you can tell behind me, and I don't like anything out because they walk on the tops. But I thought I'd try it. So good. It started to work. So I've got a bowl of fruit on my table. This is just a weird one, but it really works. So I bowl it. Someone said, oh, does it have bananas or anything? No, it just has to have fresh fruit in
Fantastic. Well, listen, incredible book. It's called Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. Janine Lo, Feng Shui consultant, Chinese astrology, Feng Shui, everything you want to learn about them. This is a good place to start. Best of luck to you. Much abundance. Thank you for the tips. Thank you for being on Guys Guys Radio. Janine Lo.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, what a fascinating conversation with our special guest, Janine Lowe. Here on Guys Guys Radio, we talked about Feng Shui, your way to abundance, and also how Chinese astrology can be kind of interwoven with Feng Shui. Not to overcomplicate things, but most of our focus of our discussion and her book is on Feng Shui. But there are aspects of Chinese astrology that are worth knowing, and how you can incorporate them in the Feng Shui work you do on your home. So, starting with Feng Shui, I think just a couple of easy tips are, it's not just the layout of your home is the layout of your home. A lot of times you don't have control over that. So, you have to make do with what you have. And you can do some tweaks and some hacks that Janine mentioned to us in terms of how to get the most out of the different rooms of your house and which way they're facing and which way, if you can, face your bed and which way you want your head to face based on what type of manifestations you want to occur. And so that's one thing. A second is decluttering. And this is really important. Anybody can do this. It's about keeping the energy flowing in your home. And part of that is in your closet. And so many of us have so much junk, so much stuff that we don't know what to do with it all. And sometimes it's best to just get down there and put a rule to it, like if I haven't worn this outfit in 6 months, I'm going to get rid of it. And how do I keep track of all of that? And Janine has a hack where you turn a hanger around every time you wear something in your closet. And then if you see you haven't worn something for a couple of months, maybe it's time to either donate or sell it. And I think so many people in today's world, we have an excess of stuff. Maybe not an excess of spirituality, but we have an excess of material goods. And it's important not to let those goods squash us and sit on our energy, if you will. So decluttering is really important, whether it's in the home, in your closet, or in your garage. Just get rid of stuff if you're not using it. Maybe somebody else can make good use of something that you're not using and maybe you don't want anymore. So that's a good point. The other is to use, if you want to start with laying out that grid of your home, get an app or use your iPhone just to figure out where is due north and south and east and west, and start to break out the grid of your home for feng shui purposes to be exact, because as Janine mentioned, that you need to be as exact as you can in terms of directions and locations in the home. For instance, I had mentioned I thought my fireplace initially was in the center of the home, but it's not. It's actually near the center, but it's not in the center. And you want the center of your home to be clear, free and clear. And good thing for me is, yes, it is. Now you think about it. Think about all the places that you've lived and what direction the head of your bed was in and what direction your bathrooms were, your kitchen, and how that impacts your feng shui possibilities. And it might be an eye opener when you go through some of those, because of course every place is different, but you might find that certain areas were blocked. As I mentioned to Janine, I had a room in a house that I never used. It felt creepy to me, and I shut it off, and I saged it, and it got better, but still, it was just something about it didn't feel right. And I think you've got to go on that too. You've got to use your intuition. You got to see what works for you. And again, all important, saging your home, going in a clockwise motion, saging, ringing a bell, and really clearing things out on a regular basis can really help. So a lot to learn about feng shui. Check out our book, Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance, Janine Lohn, today on this week's Guys Guys Radio. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.